6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like this podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm your host, Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Okay, folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, we're in Holy Week. Happy Easter and happy Easter weekend. It's Saturday, 1 day before Easter on Sunday the 20th, Saturday, April 19th. And so welcome to the program, folks. End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding truth in issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, more information about this podcast, please go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And of course, folks, if you do get anything out of today's podcast, please, please, please think about donating. All of your donations go to content creation. We don't make a profit here. We do this for to get the word out. We do this to enlighten all people around the world and to help save as many people as we possibly can while this podcast is on the air. We want to save as many people as possible and bring them to Jesus Christ. So without further ado, we do have a donations link. We have a PayPal, a Venmo, and then, of course, a Cash App if you want to donate. So let's dive into today's podcast. Again, happy Easter and Easter weekend. Let's dive into today's podcast, shall we? It comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And it starts right off, the headline reads as follows. Majority of Americans now favor mass deportation of illegal immigrants, polls show in public sentiment. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I don't want people coming in here illegally, but just like anything else, folks, there's a right way, humane way to do things, a Christian way to do things, and a non-Christian way to do things. Sometimes we get the two confused. I know I do, and probably a few people out there as well. We do get things kind of discombobulated or confused at times, and sometimes we don't always do the will of God. And again, I'm just as guilty, and I'm sure there are many, many people listening to this podcast that are. Okay, let's dig into it here, folks. A new Washington Post CNN poll shows 56% of Americans now support deporting all 11 million undocumented immigrants, a significant increase from 38% in 2016. The shift reflects growing alignment with former President Trump's hardline immigration stance, emphasizing national security and economic concerns. Support crosses party lines, 86% of Republicans, 58% of independents, and 25% of Democrats favor mass deportation. Polling expert Harry Entern links the trends to Trump's policies, noting 49% of the voters now view his immigration efforts as successful. Forced choice polls, and again, that's deportation versus legalization, show 44% support deportation, while standalone questions can push it to 57%. Experts caution that single-issue questions may oversimplify nuanced public opinion, but Republicans' backing for deportation has surged from 50% in 2016 to 70% today. Trump's policies, the workplace raid, asylum restrictions, zero tolerance, et cetera, reframed illegal immigration as a security-slash-economic threat. 62% of voters now call it a major problem, fueled by a record border apprehensions in 2022-slash-2023 and economic anxieties. Polls show, or suggest, excuse me, that Trump has mobilized durable public support for strict enforcement, complicating Democrats' efforts to balance deportation with legal pathways in 2024. Election may cement this stance, signaling potential decades-long redefinition of the U.S. immigration policy. And again, a new poll reveals growing majority of Americans support mass deportations of illegals, signaling a significant shift in public policy from 2016, according to the Washington Post. Surveyed, analyzed by CNN, 56% of voters back government efforts to deport 11 million undocumented residents, compared to just 38% in 2016. The findings underscore a public embrace of stricter immigration policies championed by President Donald J. Trump and famed enforcement of critical to national security and economic integrity. The poll's results highlight the historic swing in voter sentiment, coinciding with the Trump administration's hardline stance on illegal immigration. Okay, there was a mouthful, folks. There is a mouthful. I want to pause and digress here just a second. I have friends and very close friends that are trying desperately right now, trying to get their son or their daughter over to the United States. They're from a different country. They're from, they could be from Brazil. I have friends in Brazil. I have friends in Asia. I have friends over from Russia. I've met so many friends down here in Florida that I've been down here 23 years. A lot of these people are struggling and they're trying. These are good, hardworking people. One thing I would have to caution the Trump administration is, again, this is important, but again, it's the economy. People seem to think the economy is okay. It's not okay, folks. I'm not trying to sound pessimistic. It's not okay. We have wars and rumors of war, just like it says in the book of Revelation. There's a lot of things going on in this country, and we have to understand that illegal immigration is one issue. Trump seems to think that all of a sudden, if he fixes illegal immigration, everything's going to snap back into place. Also, President Trump is now touting if he can get Michigan going. Well, I can tell you, having been born and raised in Michigan, lived there most of my life, That's not the case. The infrastructure is not there. It's ruined. The giant automaker, Detroit was the giant automaker. Michigan was a very, very, very rich state at one time. That's true. Back in the day when Model T Fords were coming out of Michigan, and then there was the largest automaker in the entire world, Detroit. That's not the case anymore, folks. A lot of things have passed. The jobs have passed. Manufacturing has passed. Everything is going now to AI or artificial intelligence. This is where we're at. So how does that fit in with immigration? I'm just saying immigration is one issue. It's very, very important, folks, that we do it legally and proper. And it's also very important, like Jesus Christ did. When Jesus had his disciples, didn't he have a gossiper? Didn't he have a liar? Didn't he have somebody that committed murder? I mean, on and on and on. There's a lot of things that we have to look at inside and look at for ourselves. In other words, nobody is perfect. You know, murder is one thing. That's something a little different, but nobody is perfect. That's the point that I'm trying to make here, folks. Nobody is perfect. And we have to understand that. And we just need to be able to bring immigrants that want to seriously come in this country and work and be productive and be good citizens and eventually be American citizens. We want good people. That's all we want. We want good. It doesn't matter. You know, people would say, oh, Erica, you got to have a certain amount of blacks and whites. No, I don't see colors, folks. I'm sorry. I don't see colors, really, seriously. I just see people. If you're wanting to come here or not, I don't care you're black, white, pink, purple, yellow, red, whatever. It doesn't matter to me. It's if you want to come here and be a productive citizen and be a part of the United States, then we should be able to accept people, but they need to do it legally. I do agree. But it's not the biggest issue right now. The economy is starting to sink again. It's starting to tank. Here in Central Florida, it's very rough. Even the job market, I'm very, very blessed and have had a lot of experience. Even I'm having a tough time in this job market here in Central Florida. It's very tough.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They say the media, the conservative media that defends President Trump, everything's going to be fine, everything's going to be fine. Well, I can tell you, if we don't do something fast, we're going to tank. We're going to go into a recession. And I can tell you right now, these tariffs have not helped anybody out, folks. These tariffs have not helped anybody out. If anything, they've caused more destruction. They're causing to the problem. They're causing greater harm than good. So that's just my take. Immigration is just one issue of multiple issues. It should not be the only and main focus, and that's what Trump always seems to go. He did that his first term. He's doing it very aggressively this turn around. It's just not a main focus. The American people, they might say rah 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 rah. That's because they've heard it 500 times on TV. But immigration's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue is the economy. The biggest issue is food. We need to care for the poor, just like Jesus did. And that's what this is just how I personally feel. But I think this is the right Christian thing. I might be wrong, folks. I might be wrong here. But I think it's the Christian thing to do. It's the right thing to do. You still need to care for the poor people and the people that have issues and the people that can't afford things and food. You still need to care for people, folks. That's what Jesus would have did, and that is the right thing to do. Back to the article. Partisan divide, polling methodology debates. While the Washington Post reflects broader consensus, surveys analyzing similar questions yield conflicting results, prompting debates about polling methods. People argue that forced choice questions where respondents must choose between deportation and legalization paint a different picture. And that's true. Sometimes folks, and I, of all people, I definitely don't like this. But again, sometimes I don't like to complicate things. I like to keep things personally very, very simple. But sometimes it's not quite that cut and dry like I like things to be. Sometimes it's not quite that cut and dry. Sometimes it's a little more difficult. So we need to understand that. You know, again, 12 polls since 2017 support legalization has dipped to 55%, while support of mass deportation has rose to 44%, still below the Washington Post's findings, however, emphasize that questions are framed separately, asking respondents to rate both policy preferences, support for deportation, and skew higher, for example. A 2024 Gallup poll showed that 57% favoring deportation and 57% legalization, suggesting some respondents supported both. And again, a mandate for action. The polling suggests Trump administration has successfully mobilized public opinion, which we already know, behind the immigration agenda. It's a contentious political climate, while Democrats argue for balancing enforcement with the pass of legal residency. The sum of majority of voters are increasingly side with deportation. And again, I don't know, folks. All I could say is if you want to come into this country, do it the right way. Do it legally. That's all I got to say there. You know, you want to do things legally and you want to do things the right way. And that's all I got to say about deportation. I can just say that, again, I disagree with President Trump on that issue. You should not make your whole agenda and everything surround immigration. And that's all he does. He just surrounds immigration. And that's all we hear. And it's like, okay, shut the border down. Okay, now you turn the border off, then you can turn people away. And then now you got that problem under control. You don't need to focus, again, on just people that are here. People that are here and legally and they're trying but maybe too poor to get legal aid or hire a lawyer or to become an immigrant. If they're staying over and they're staying over legally, well, there needs to be action. But also, again, you have to have some compassion in your heart. I'm not saying take on and make all 11 million or 12 million people that are here legally. I'm not saying take on everyone and make them all legal. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying under the law and under the eyes of God, you should really try to help your fellow man and fellow woman. Try to help your fellow Christians through Christ, folks. And that's all I'm saying. So, folks, here's a simple prayer. And again, a happy Easter weekend. If you've not given your life to Jesus and invited Jesus into your life, please repeat after me, folks. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me and cleanse me. Set me free, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you're coming back for me again. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I am on my way to heaven because I have you, Jesus, in my heart. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you said that prayer, folks, God bless you. God bless you so much. The first thing you need to do, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, first thing you need to do is find yourself a church. Find yourself a church that preaches the Trinity, that's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit. Find yourself a good church, folks, and get into the church and find yourself a church, and that's the first thing you want to do. The second thing, and it doesn't matter which order you do it, the first or the second thing, the next thing is get yourself a Holy Bible, and I do mean a Holy Bible. One that is maybe a King James version. A lot of these versions of the Bible nowadays, I'm discovering, are twisted. They're manipulated. And I know it takes a little bit of searching to do. If you have to go to Google, go to Google. A lot of times I don't really trust Google because Google doesn't really give you honest search results. And that's just my humble opinion. But try to get yourself a Holy Bible, a King James Version, or whatever you can find. That's the next thing. Third thing is write some questions down, then go back to church, talk to a associate pastor, a deacon, a member of the church, it doesn't matter, and write down some questions. Your questions can be from anything from what is the Holy Spirit to why was Jesus crucified, when is Jesus returning, what are angels, on and on and on and on, folks. You can, there's 10 gazillion questions out there you could ask. You can ask anything. And just write down the first, say maybe 10 questions or so, and just approach a member in the church the next time you go and just say, hey, I have some questions. Can I set an appointment with you? And they'll say, well, sure. Or else even talk to the pastor or associate pastor or someone there, or a deacon, anybody. And then you go and you set up a time and you sit down with that person and say, I've got 10 or 15 or 20 questions or whatever. I would keep it brief. I wouldn't go any more than 10 and say, I'm just wondering if you could answer some of these questions I have about the Bible once you start reading. And again, it doesn't matter if you start in the book of Genesis, the very first chapter, or Revelation, the very last chapter of the Bible. Genesis goes over basically the creation. Revelation goes over how it will all end, the ending. So again, very important. Just pick a chapter. It doesn't matter if you start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Isaiah. It doesn't matter where in the Bible. Wherever you want to start, just dig in and just start reading. And for those people out there, if you're like me, and I have a little bit of problem with vision, at least in my right eye, sometimes it's easier to listen than it is to read. I know reading's very important, helps create the brain, but sometimes listening's very good as well. Again, for those folks out there that have vision problems or restricted eyesight, et cetera, you know, that's another thing. You know, you can go to the Apple Store and download a Bible app. Don't pay for anything. There's free Bible apps, and just start listening to the Bible that way. Also on the Google Play Store, you can do the same thing, folks. And then, of course, the last thing as we conclude this podcast, I would suggest at some point in time, you probably want to get baptized. That's always a good thing. I've thought about personally getting rebaptized. I think it's a real good thing. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think that you should definitely consider that. So, folks, that's it. Let me know what you think. Happy Easter again, and God bless you. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I'm Eric Erb, and this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. Thanks for tuning in Easter weekend, folks. God bless you. Thank you. Praise God through Jesus Christ. I hope you have a wonderful and fantastic Easter and a fantastic holiday week. God bless you. That's it for today. Until next time, see ya. Bye for now.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.